Welcome back to Falcon Focus. We move on to segment number two, keep it safe here, socially distanced, masks are up, and they're giving us new toys too with this disinfectant spray, spraying this and keeping everybody clean and clear. And now we're talking women's lacrosse with Emily Sesso, the only head coach in the program's existence, going on to season 11, which it's still mind-boggling, isn't it, to think it's been over a decade of women's lacrosse at Concordia. And I know you and I did one of these interviews on this show a couple of years ago. What do you think of when you think, boy, it's been 11 seasons? And it, just think about
like it.
Well, just think about day one and what you know, life was like back then and what women's lacrosse was back then.
I know. I cannot believe it has been so long that I've been here for so long. And it's been, like you said, 11 years since I moved here from Massachusetts and have been here ever since. So it's when I look back on it, it doesn't feel like it's been that long, but it has. It really has. And it's been a lot of lacrosse.
Now, certainly nothing could have prepared you for what took place this past spring and three matches into the 2020 campaign, and all of a sudden COVID-19 hits, season is canceled. How did you find out? I know I asked Greg Nicolai in the first segment the same question, but how did you find out? What do you remember about that stretch, and how did you go about telling the team?
So there was probably about a week and a half where we kind of saw the writing on the wall that it was coming, that some schools on the East Coast had shut down, that they had canceled sports, and it seemed at first like it was very dramatic and could this really be happening? And then we realized, okay, it's going to happen. Everybody's going to shut down. So then we had a game where our last game against Aurora, where we knew it could be our last game. We were hoping it wouldn't be, but we went into that game, you know, thinking that it could be. And then we had practice the next day, and that day we had a pretty good idea that it was going to shut down. And right after practice, I think either that day or the following day, we found out that we were for sure shutting down. So we had a chance to sit down with the team. So it must have been Thursday that we found out that we weren't gonna play anymore, and we weren't going on our spring break trip. So then on Friday we had a chance to meet with the team in person and just kind of close the season out. I'm really glad that we had a chance to see everybody one last time and just kind of close everything out with them, as much as it still felt like we were leaving things undone.
And I think, you know, the one tough thing about all of this is the senior class, and for the seniors calling it a career, an abrupt ending to their collegiate careers. And the Falcons had a couple of seniors this past spring. You had Sam Dunn, who, following an outstanding field hockey career, added lacrosse to the resume at the collegiate level. But you also had a four-year starter in Jenny Quinn, two-time all-conference, known for her defense. What did she mean to the program's success, or what did she mean to you when you look back at her 4 years as a Falcon?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jenny was just the heart and soul of our team, especially this past season. And she made some huge strides coming from the fall into the spring, just preparing herself for the season and getting in the best shape that she possibly could get in and preparing herself mentally for the season. So to see her go through all of that and not get a chance to have a full season and not get a chance for our team to hit its stride and come together as a group, because we'd only had a couple weeks together at that point, was really disappointing. I know it was pretty tough for her to take in, but I think she got through it, and she found ways to cope with that loss of the season. So, yeah.
You know, obviously things have been changing, it seems like, every day when it comes to the COVID-19 pandemic. But knowing that the season was over, did you have expectations for the players during the offseason? Was it more of a, you know, feel free to lay low and we'll kind of play it by ear? How did they go into the offseason? What was maybe the mindset that you wanted them to have going into the offseason?
So we wanted them to stay motivated, and we kept up with some Instagram challenges where we had the team do workouts and then challenge another teammate to do a workout, and tried to keep it fun, tried to keep them motivated and still staying in shape. And our expectation was that they were going to have to use that time to stay in shape and to be prepared for this fall and for this coming season.
And speaking of summer, how was your summer? What did you stay busy doing? I'm guessing you kind of got away from lacrosse for a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, well, three kids, it was busy. So we had to jump into homeschooling right away. Still trying to keep up with our team and make sure that they were staying motivated as much as possible. But then at a certain point, you know, when summer hits, we did lay low a little bit and took some time off from the college lacrosse, just because that's what we do kind of naturally during the summer as it is, and give our team the expectations and the workouts, and then they're kind of on their own. We're touching base with them a little bit during that time. But yeah, for the most part during the summer, it was family time and recruiting and looking forward to future seasons as well.
You mentioned recruiting in a second, but you also mentioned the homeschooling with your kids, virtual learning.
Yeah.
Did you have success, or were you one of the many parents or families that had the nightmare experiences?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that we were super successful at homeschooling. I think we got through it, and we got enough done, but I would not say that it was a success by any means.
Let's talk about recruiting. Got to be tough because mm-hmm. high school lacrosse wiped off in the spring. That was canceled. How did that impact what you were able to do and just planning for the future?
Yeah, well, I think it made those high school juniors, now seniors, that we're talking to right now, I think it made them a little bit more proactive in their recruiting process because they knew that they lost a whole season. They knew that coaches didn't get a chance to see them play. So I did feel like it was a little bit easier to communicate with them via email and text and phone call because they were just a little bit more on top of it and receptive knowing that they lost some time. So it's been a little bit different, a different challenge, but luckily we do have a lot of film and databases from tournaments and things of that nature. So we can go back and find a lot of people that are reaching out to us or find people that we haven't seen before and then reach out to them. So it's been okay. It's just been different. It hasn't been harder by any means, just different.
And now here we sit here, it is the fall, typically a fall season, fall practices, and it looks a little bit different here in 2020, of course. So what, you know, does a fall practice in COVID era look like for rooms across?
So we are socially distancing practicing right now. So we've had to find ways to make our drills and our competitions still fun and successful and effective while maintaining our 6 feet. And we're wearing masks when we are getting too close as well. So everyone has their masks on. And then if they happen to get too close to someone, they pull them right up. And I think our team's been doing a really good job of that. But we're trying to find ways to keep it competitive. So right now we're doing a lot of relays and game type things where they can still be competing with each other, but keeping their distance from each other. And then lots of skill work and conditioning type stuff that we know we can do safely at a distance.
So with that being said, what have you seen? I'm not going to maybe ask you, you know, to point any one or two players out, but what have you seen from some of your players?
We've seen our freshmen come in shape. They're ready to go. They're looking good. So we're excited about that. We've seen our upperclassmen come back and jump right back into things, and they're motivating the freshmen and kind of showing them the ways of women's lacrosse here at CUW. So we're excited about the way the group is progressing as a whole. They're all working very hard, and we're excited about that. I think the biggest challenge is really going to be being able to get that team together as a cohesive unit. Because the off-campus bonding, the team bonding things that we would do outside of practice, we are not necessarily able to do those in the same ways that we've done in the past. So we're trying to find creative ways to get them to get to know each other as well as they can and all of that.
Look at your roster. Great numbers here this upcoming 2020-21 school year. You have a senior class that includes Valerie Miller. You have Hannah Beyer, Callie Newman, and your goalkeeper, Mallory Gurren. Certainly, you know, it's senior time for them. You look for your seniors to be leaders. What expectations do you have when players become seniors for your senior class? What do you expect them to do as far as leadership goes?
I expect them to lead by example. They've been with us for 4 years now. They know what we expect of them. They know what our culture expects of a team and a teammate. So it's on them to kind of show the younger kids what we expect and how to work and how to show up and how to be a good teammate and all of those things. So mostly leading by example, but also being vocal leaders on the field and helping people through situations.
Another one of the veterans back is Megan McPike, and man, can she score in a variety of ways. She is the definition of tough. How have you seen maybe her game develop in her time as a Falcon?
Yeah, Megan has definitely, her skills have developed a lot. So she's always been a tough, athletic, aggressive player, but she is working on that finesse and the tactical, technical things as well. And she's really continuing to grow. Currently, she's got a broken hand and she's out there at practice. And her reasoning behind coming to practice was like, oh, I can just work on my offhand then since my dominant hand's broken. So she's a competitor. She's a hard worker. And we know she's going to get it done.
One of the big changes that's coming in 2021, exciting changes, a brand new conference, at least for lacrosse, men's and women's lacrosse now will be under the NAC umbrella like every other sport here at Concordia. So no longer is the Midwest Women's Lacrosse Conference home to the Falcons. What excites you about this change?
It's exciting to be in the NAC. We've always wanted to be in the main conference of the rest of our school and the rest of our sports. So we're excited to compete for the first NAC conference championship. We'll be taking most of those schools from the Midwest Lacrosse Conference with us. So it's not going to be a change necessarily as far as competition, but it's going to be exciting to have us all under the NAC umbrella.
Now, looking back and flashing back to the days of the Midwest Women's Lacrosse Conference, heck of a run 2015 through 2017. The Falcons were at the top in the MWLCA. You look, three regular season, couple of tournament championships. You look back at that run. What sticks out to you? What memories do you have of just 3 years of just dominating the opposition?
Yeah, it was 3 years of just the full team of tough, competitive players who all had that same mentality and same work ethic and wanted to have fun and wanted to succeed and just push each other in the right ways. And I think we still have that culture. We still have that competitiveness. I think numbers-wise, that hurt us a little bit in the years after, just not having the same numbers of kids that we did in those first couple years. But, yeah, it was a fun 3 years. It was a fun group of people to work with.
I guess kind of stretching that out a little bit, for this team to get back to that championship status, is there certain parts of the game you look at and be like, you know, we were so good in this area. If we can get back to that, we should contend every year.
Yeah, I think scoring was where we really were. We were dominant on attack, and we could just put the ball in the net. So where we're at right now, we have kids who can do that. We just have to get them out of their heads a little bit to make sure that they're finishing when they get those opportunities and getting the ball in the net. So I think that's what we need to work on moving into the season.
Something I think that's kind of neat is when you look with the NAC, will come some new opponents. Edgewood has just started their lacrosse program. They'll be in action here this spring. And we look at who their head coach is, a former Falcon and Sabrina Belke. You look Beloit, obviously a former Falcon, as their head coach, has been for a few years now, and Sammy Weiser, formerly Sammy Ryder. How cool is that for you as a coach to see some of your former athletes now, to some degree, following your footsteps and getting to the coaching ranks?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really exciting, and we still see each other very frequently at recruiting tournaments and at conventions and things like that, and it's great to have them coaching and really enjoy being around them still. So it's nice to have them doing that.
I'm going to put you on the spot because I know your mom was in the coaching business as well, and I guess what advice do you have for anyone that wants to get into coaching? What's the best advice you got before getting into the coaching ranks?
Oh, you have to love it. You have to love it. The hours and the different challenges with working with different groups and finding what each athlete needs to work on and how to give them the tools to be as successful as they can individually. I think it takes a lot of thinking. It takes a lot of time and just a lot of being very intentional with what you're doing.
When you talk about your time here in 11 seasons, how have some of the challenges maybe changed? Because certainly year one, you're just trying to put something together. You're trying to get a team out there where then the expectations change over time. Now you're trying to, you know, maintain championship status. So maybe how have things changed for you when it comes to expectations from year one versus now year 11?
Yeah, I think it's a lot more of the technical side of planning and preparations for games as far as scouting opponents and what's going to be successful against opponents. Whereas in those first couple of years, we really focused a lot more on ourselves. We were still doing those other things, the scouting, obviously, and preparing to play other opponents. But the focus was more on how can we play our best and how can we compete with these opponents. Now it's, all right, what are these people doing? How can we play against them? How can we be successful about them? So I think the focus has shifted a little bit there.
Well, if everything goes according to plan, March 1st will be the season opener for the 2021 Season 4 Falcons lacrosse. Season 11, that will be at Elmhurst against the Blue Jays. Home opener is scheduled right now for the 6th of March against North Central. Let's wrap it all up by just asking what excites you or what are you looking forward to once the season does start. If it starts March 1st, what are you most looking forward to?
Playing again. So excited to get back on the field again. I think we've got a great group of kids, and I really enjoy, as a coach, taking a team and getting them to their peak as a unit, as a group. And I feel like we lost that opportunity last year. We were still growing. We were still coming together cohesively, and we didn't get a chance to reach our peak. So this year, very excited to hit that peak with this team.
Well, Emily, thanks for your time. Great stuff. That's Emily Schessel. Thanks to Greg Nicolai, Sam Dunn, Jeremy Crawford behind the scenes. Matt Mitchell, so long. Thanks for watching Falcon Focus on CWFalcons.com.